Shalom, everybody. We are page Kuf Lamed Hey, 135, and I am on top of the page. It says, "Bechol echad midalet bechinot neshama guf libush and hechal." שבאצילות יש 10 ספירות, חוכמה, בינה, תפארת, המלכות. I want you to pay attention to the language. You have to, so to speak, memorize this language. This language is going to allow you to communicate. This most important, בכל, and by the way, every word that you hear, start bechol, echad, midalet, bechinot, when we say neshama, guf, libush, echad, they are all the sodot that you need to know. Those are the keys for you to make opening a thought, a consciousness. Now, bechol echad midalet bechinot, we said there is four phases, four aspects, bechinot. Aspects, and those four aspects he divides as a neshama, guf, libush, ve'echa. Let's start from below to above. And if I want to explain what these four bechinot are, the source of all the bechinot in the world are sefirot. Whenever I want to speak about light, for me, light are sefirot, and those are four bechinot in four sefirot called chokhmah, bina, tiferet, and malchut. We said, bekol ne'atzel, whatever exists has these four bechinot. Shoresh, the root of light of all this, is chokhmah, bina, Tiferet Malchut. Chokhmah is the Neshama. That means there is a level of a Chokhmah, Neshama, which has or of Chokhmah. Now what is Neshama? Neshama is again four letters. It's a Na'atzel. So it has four letters. Nun, Shin, Mem, He. We know that Mim, Shin, He is the fifth name in the 72 names. Most appropriate, right? Because we are at the parasha of Bashalach. Now, Neshama, Nun stands as a Neshama, which is level of Chokhmah. Shin, which is the goof of Neshama. Shin is Avot, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Tiferet, which is the Yaakov, Tiferet in the Guf is Bina. So therefore, Chokhmah is Nun, and we know this is Nun Sha'arei Bina. From Nun Sha'arei Bina, there is a Chokhmah that creates a Guf, which is by Bina, that is Shin, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, for purpose of who? Zeram Pin v'malchut, which is Mem He, Ma. Who is Mem He? Adam, 45. Adam says Ma. No other creation says Ma. Ma is exclusively Le Adam. Adam ze milui shel Yud Vav, Yud. Hey, Vav, Hey, Ba'alfin. Those are language you have to know. Ba'alfin, which consists again of four parts. Yud, Milu Shelo. Yud, Vav, Dalet. Hey, Hey, Aleph. Vav, Vav, Aleph, Vav. Hey, Hey, Acharon. Hey, Aleph. Numerical value, 45 equal to Ma, Adam. This is Neshama, four phases. Has the Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut, has a Neshama by itself, You can have a neshama in the world of Olam Hazeh. You have a neshama of Olam Yetzirah. You have a neshama of Olam. And whenever we say neshama, we are talking about a spiritual aspect made of Nun, Shin, Mem, He. Okay? Now this should help you at least to put the thought. Remember what we always talk is we talk about the neshama, the goof of that neshama, the libushim of that neshama, and the hechal that neshama is shochened bo, we said, is resides within it. These are the four aspects of all the creations we have to see. So you don't see anything unless you see it in these arba bechinot. And that's why he says, bekol echad midalet bechinot nigla, which is Neshama, Guf, Libush, Vahechal, Sheba Atzilut. And we said Atzilut is the level of Chokhmah. We already said that the Or of Bechinat, Gimel, created Olam Atzilut. And Olam Atzilut therefore has a Neshama Shel Olam Atzilut, Guf Shel Olam Atzilut, Libushim Shel Olam Atzilut, והחלות של העולם הצילות, as we discussed. יש עשר ספירות in עולם הצילות of חוכמה, בינה, תפארת and מלכות. והנשמה שבקטר, he said it has ארבע בחינות. Now he says the נשמה שבקטר שורש לעשר ספירות של חוכמה, בינה, תפארת, מלכות. We said קטר is always the חמישי. The Hamishi, Za Keter, Za Ezba, Keter, Za Hamishi, Arba Bechinot, that's your four fingers, and Za Hamishi. So he says, this is the Keter, that the Arba Bechinot, which is Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut, has this in it, is Echad, but really the rest of it is Arba. This is Echad, Kolel, Hamishi Kolel, includes the Arba, but in the Ne'atzel, you reveal the Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, Vemalchut. Neshama, Guf, Libush, Hechal. Now, so it says, Shoresh le'eser sefirot chokma bina tiferet malchut, de neshama sheba atzilut, veguf de keter, Shoresh le'eser sefirot chokma bina tiferet malchut legufin, velibushim de keter, Shoresh le'eser sefirot chokma bina tiferet malchut de libushim, veichal shebe keter, Shoresh le'eser sefirot chokma bina tiferet malchut. Dechalot. What it means. He says, look at the Keter of Atzilut. In Keter of Atzilut, has a Neshama, has a Guf, has a Libush, has a Hechalot. Hecha. That's the Keter of Atzilut. Anywhere in the creation, anywhere, when you are at Keter, shortage of this Keter comes from the Keter of Atzilut. But which way we're going to see? That light is not this light. This light is Tolada. This light is Chatima. The Keter is the shortage of all the lights. Anywhere there is a Keter, that Keter is from the Keter of Atzilut. The Shoresh of it is connected to Keter of Atzilut. So that's what the Rav says. That the Neshama of the Keter of Atzilut is a Shoresh to all the Neshamot. Comes to this even Olam Hazeh. Kuf Sheba Olam Atzilut is a Shoresh, but Beketer of Olam Atzilut, not Beguf of Olam Atzilut, not belibu shel olam atzilut, v'not behechalaf olam atzilut. I am talking only in the keter of olam atzilut. That is the shoresh, the kol haketarim that follows after. And it says the following. Let's read the chet. That's the Etz Chaim. ונמצא שבחינת האור והנשמה שבכתר, it is understood that there is neshama, and there is the type of aur is in that neshama. Which level it is. So he says, נמצא בחינת אור והנשמה שבכתר שורש לעשר ספירות, הנשמות דאצילות. So the keter is the shoresh of everything that is within atzilut first. ובחינת הגוף שבכתר הוא שורש ליוד ספירות הגופות שביוד ספירות דאצילות. והמתחילים מחוכמה כנזכר למעלה, ובחינת הליבושים שבכתר הוא שורש ליוד ספירות הליבושים שביוד ספירות דאצילות, המתחילים מחוכמה כנזכר למעלה. Now, what is, we said, the בחינה, the level of בחינה of אצילות? חוכמה is בחינת גימל. בחינת דלת is כתר. בחינת גימל is חוכמה. החוכמה created עולם אצילות. Now, the or of עולם אצילות is חוכמה. Now, what is the aviyut of the masach that exists בקרקה? We said last week what karka is. It's the bottom part of the masium of malchut. What aviyut is masach has? I repeat my question. That the or that is in Olam Atzilut is Chokhmah, which is Bechinat Gimel. That means there was a Zivug da Haka'ah, the Aviyut of Bechinat Gimel, and Or Chozer Yatza, and that Or Chozer is its level is Chokhmah. That is the Chokhmah that we said, Hakol b'Chokhmah Asita. That Chokhmah created the Olam called Olam Atzilut that has Keter, Neshama, Guf, Libush, Vehechal. In this Keter, you have Shoresh, for all the Neshamot, Shoresh of all the Gufot, Shoresh of all Libushim, Shoresh of Kol Hechalot, Shebeolam Atzilut. Okay? Now, Olam Atzilut, after it was created, that means its Neshama came and got revealed, its Guf got completed, its Libushim was all made and done, and the Hechalot were built, and everything is finished. After all finished, which Aviyut exists in the Karka of Malchut of Atzilut?
Good.
Let's see. Yes.
The Karka should belong to that level. And we say everything that belongs to that level is of that level, which is Gimel. So that's the reserve.
Now, where the light of Bechinat Gimel, that means Zivug da Ka'af Bechinat Gimel happened. Where did it happen? And where did it happen? In Adam Kadmon. First Adam Kadmon was created of all the five levels, including the Keter. And when it was completed, so to speak, the neshama and the guf and the libush and the hechalot of Adam Kadmon was created, then at the karka of Adam Kadmon was Bichinat Gimel, because Dalet created Adam Kadmon, the five parts of him of Adam Kadmon. So the remained aviyut, the existing aviyut at that time became what? Became Gimel. And that zivug da aka'a on the Gimel created the chokhmah that created the hakol ba'atzilut. Hakol ba'atzilut. You follow? So therefore now the karka, malchut of karka, of after the atzilut, that means the neshama, the guf, the libush, the hechalot of atzilut were completed. The aviyut at the karka of atzilut is no longer gimel, but bet. And bet is that zivug daka, creating or chozer, that goes which level, what light it's going to bring. Bechinat bet. Bina, which creates the bria. So bria becomes the chotem of olam atzilut. Olam Atzilut has a shoresh in its, when you go to the neshama of Olam Atzilut, has a shoresh in the keter of Atzilut. Listen to the language. Bina is bet, lama? Dalet is keter. Chokhmah bina, zebet. Okay? Now, it's at Chala, for, I tell you, 10 years I had a problem about this aspect of Bechinat Aleph, Bechinat Gimel, the Aviyut. This is the Ein Bet. You have to learn the Aviyut because very soon you have to learn what is Vayavor. What is La'avor? We are Evri. So there is Vayavor Adonai. It's the word of Evri in it. It's that we have to learn. And every one of us, we have to go through a Ma'avar called Yabok. You have to know that. This is the Parashah V'Shlach. This is the time. This is the Yavor. What happens when you get a whole idea in your head? You already sat down and thought about it. Now you are ready either to say it or write it. Or do it. But eventually you got to say and do. How do you swallow it? That's what we call Mina Uba. Your head gets all Eser Sefirot completed for it. It's just, hey, I got the idea. Here, you think about it, you put the Chokhmah, you create, and you bring a Neshama into it by your thought, and then Neshama is the Chokhmah, is the thought, and then you give a goof to that thought, and then you put a Libush on that thought, and then you bring it to your Malchut, which is your mouth, and you get it out. Arba Bechinot. And for everything you have to know the neshama, that means the light that is in it. You have to know the guf. You have to know the libush. And here the malchut gets revealed.
Can you say that the same way that we say keter is not of that level, like it's outside it, like above it, karka is not the same?
Bravo! Because the karka becomes that masach. That's, we are right now at this point. That what this really karka does, what this masach between the olam atzilut and olam bria does, it's very simple. Doesn't allow the light of olam atzilut to go to bria, then the bria cannot exist. First of all, the light that is going to create olam bria is bichinat bet. The light that is in Olam Atzilut is Bechinat Gimel. So now, but Bet is right now where it is. It is in Olam Atzilut. This light, they have to go through this Masach, which is between what? Between Atzilut and Bria. And what this Masach does? We said Masach sets Gvulim veMidot. Gvulim veMidot. To what? To any light that goes down. We said which lights? He says four aspects. The Chokhmah. What is the Chokhmah? in Atzilut. It's the Neshama of Atzilut. Goes through Karka. It's not the same Chokhmah. When it goes through this Karka, through this Masach, it's what? It goes through Masachim, it goes through Midot, Gvulim, totally different. That's why it's called Chatima. What is Chatima? Whatever formation and the tzura that the stamp has, the impression that lives has the same tzura, but is not the same. This we call tolada. This we call chatima. That's the chote. So the light of Bechinat Bet, which is the Bina, which is right now in Atzilut, has to go through the Masach, which is between Atzilut and Bria, and that Masach dictates the level of the Neshama, the Or of Neshama, and becomes and dictates the Shoresh of the Guf of Bria, the Shoresh of Libushim of the Bria, and the Hechalot, each level, the level of Neshama, leaves the Chatima le Neshama of who? Neshama of Bria. Yeah. The level of Guf of Atzilut leaves a Chatima for level of the Guf of Bria. The level of Libushim of Atzilut leaves Chatima for Libushim of Bria. Hechalot of Atzilut leave impression Chatima for Hechalot of Bria. Now, where this Chatimot exist? In the Keter of. How many Chatima did I bring down?
Four.
Where is the Chamishi? We said the Malchut of Atzilut, Mema'et, Nefila, goes and doesn't get affected by the Bekia of the Masach of Atzilut and becomes the Chamishi of Olam Bria.
So Malchut of the above is the ink, and the Karka is the surface, outside surface that puts the Chotim on the lower level.
The Malchut of the above becomes Shamaim, and the four levels of Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut gets revealed on the Aretz. Yes.
But
it has a tzura, it has midot, it has exactly the same pattern of what it is above. The pattern is exact. Everything is exactly the same. That means whatever God thought and created in Olam Atzilut, which is Machshava, is Olam Atzilut, whatever he thought, it's already formed as far as the Midot and Gvulim is concerned in the Olam Bria, in which Keter of Olam Bria. So I want you to first to recognize the significance of just coming from Olam Atzilut to Bria. How many Tzimtzumim? How many Hishtalshelut? Remember how we started from the Keter, and you have to create the body, and then the Libushim of Atzilut, the Hechalot, and every one of them, they leave an impression in the Keter of Olam Bria. And now Olam Bria starts to create. And who is in the Chamishi again? I want to hear this. Chamishi be'Olam Bria. Identify for me the Chamishi, which is in Olam. That means the Keter of Olam Bria. The Keter of Olam Bria. Who is this? Bravo. Bravo. Bravo.
So you're saying that the pattern coming down is in Malchut of Malchut and not Karka.
Remember, in order to remember this, follow what it is we are really need here. He says, every morning, Hal neshama shenatata bi tahorai. That means no matter which koma we are, each one of us, we have a different koma. Depends. Okay? We have a neshama. So neshama is tahorat, so don't worry about the neshama. What am I should worry there? Only the three bottom ones. If the three bottom ones get created, the neshama is tahorat, it's the light is... The chokhmah, hakol b'chokhmah sita. So, my work is on guf, libush, ve'echad. Now, guf is an understanding. We said it's a bina. That means everything that you understand in the world of understanding, and there is two levels of understanding, shamayim va'aretz. Shamayim is the shoresh, the aretz is the arba bechinot. And in between them, there is a rakia, a masach. This pattern is in the Bria, the after Bria. It's done. Shamayim va'aretz. Yesh rakia. And what is this rakia? Is a masach. Is this, everything from Shamayim comes, but has to go through this masach. This masach gives gvulim v'midot. To what? To arba bichinot sheben atzelim. They are in the Aretz. Chokhma, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut, Neshama, Guf, Libush, or Hechal. Hechal, numerical value. 30. Adonai. Zaychal. Adonai Hechalo. Hechal of Havaya. What is Hechal of Havaya? Adonai. What is Havaya? Chochma bina tiferet malchut. Of what? Of everything. That's how you cannot pronounce the name. Only you can pronounce the Hechal. The name. Everything is Chokhmah bin. Which level you are, whichever level you are, that applies, called Hovaya. Vehechalo Adonai. Hu veshmo echad. Hu ze Hovaya. U shmo ze Hechalo. Hu veshmo echad. אומרים, אדם שוכן בתוך ביתו. No question. Master Rabbi,
can you explain
to me the karka? I want to understand this word. End.
But I for example, I want to know what's the difference
between malchut and karka. End. It's assumed. End. It's end.
It's a masach.
It's a masach. There is a masach that was
created. Hold on. I don't understand the concept.
Tzimtzum Aleph. It's a Tzimtzum Aleph. Toda Rabbi Lecha. Tzimtzum, Aleph. And you can't fight the nature, can you? You can comply with it and you can adapt to it, but you cannot fight it. The rule of gravity is the rule. You cannot change the rule of gravity. You cannot change the rules of, you cannot say the moon comes first and then the sun, or vice versa. You cannot change. This is the law. And Karka says, that's it. End. Resist. Now, do they take you under certain condition allows you to go through?
Okay.
It becomes a curtain.
We have this karka between the absolute and Bria when the absolute. Remember, you
that's karka of absolute.
You said the malchut of absolute had to make the bikiya to go down to Bria.
Right. Only malchut of absolute, as Michael said it correctly.
I understand that.
Okay.
Yeah. And go through.
He made the Bikiyah. He didn't go by the rules of the Masach. overruled and went through. But that we consider to be Nefilah, because nine of the lights of the Malchut, that they were in Atzilut. Remember what we said. Malchut of Atzilut has how many lights?
Ten.
While she is where?
Where?
When she is in Atzilut.
Right.
When there is a Nefilah, what she is going to lose?
The nine Sefirot.
Nine Sefirot, the lights are that in the Sefirot. Who created the Libush?
The Atzilut.
The Or Chozer. The Or Chozer. That Or Chozer doesn't leave. That Or Chozer comes and does the, goes through, but empty of its light.
Of course.
Empty of the light. There is a chisarona. The light is not there. It goes through, but the Chamishi, which is Malchut of the Malchut, that has a light. That's a nitzut. Over, Ose Bekia, that's the letter of Yaakov. That's where the, in the Bekia, you add the Yud Sefirot to it, becomes Yabok. It is the most awesome, beautiful way to understand every Ma'avar that the Torah talks about, because there is Ma'avarim. We are the Evri. We define these Ma'avarim, the Tzinorot that is between above and the below. We are the impression of the above.
Okay, so if the Jews are the Malchut of Atzilut,
their Neshama comes, Neshama. Bravo, Neshama. Remember that, Neshama.
And they should be the Keter of...
So, no, before you go, what is the level of the Neshama that comes out of a Malchut of Atzilut? What is a bechina it is? Yes. Gimel. It's chokhmah. Bravo. So that means if your neshama is of level of chokhmah, your goof is level of bina, but still, which level it is your goof? Still gimel. It's bina, but a level of gimel. Your libush is Aleph, but the level of Chokhmah. This you have to understand. Now go on, ask your question.
So the Jews are the Neshamot Kanto Malchut. The Jews are the Keter of Riyah.
Here we go. The Jews, majority of Bnei Israel comes, majority of them come from the Malchut of Atzilut, correct?
I understand.
So now, hold on. If you want the information, wait for it. Then you have Libushim of Atzilut. And then you have the Gufim of Atzilut. For example, the Libushim is Avraham, Yisrael, Yaakov. Then it comes who? Moshe. Moshe is Mem Shin Hei. And where is buried? In Har Hanavo. He says, what is, why he calls it Navo? Because Nun Bo. That means Moshe becomes the Neshama. So that means Moshe reaches the highest level of Atzilut called Neshama. That's why he becomes the Dad, because his movement starts from the Netzach, going all the way to that level. You follow the line?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this will help us to understand what is Israel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chaya. What is Chaya? From which, what light of, level of light it is? Chaya Echad. Chokhmah, bravo. This, you mastered this, your communication becomes triple multiplied. So it says Chaya Echad Omedet Beemtza Rakia. And what was the Rakia? It's the Masach. Between Shamayim, which is Ruchaniyut, which is the Shoresh, which is the Keter, to Arba Bechinot, Aretz.
That's why if If a neshama of Israel can reach to the malchut of Atzilut, which is that's where it's from, the linkage of...
Every time, my friend, you say, Adonai, Sefatai, Tiftach, Opi, Yagi, Teilatecha, Reshei Tevod is what? Ishto. Well, who is Ishto?
Israel.
Is the malchut of Atzilut. That is the malchut. And this is Ishto, Sherach Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the higher level. Hold on. There you're already connected to Atzilut.
But I mean, Moshe already connected the rest of Atzilut to the...
Yeah, don't worry. You just get yourself home, and your home is the Malchut of the Malchut. Then everybody gets Aliyah. Now, what's the difference between Yamei Chol and Shabbat? They're applied from right here, on your daily basis. What is Beshalach? Shalach is the root. There is a Beshalach, Veshalach. What is Shalach? It's Yaakov Yosef. That's Tiferet Malchut. That we are in the most important. That's why we call this Parasha, Parasha Shel Man, Parasha Shel Parnasa, Parasha Shel Mazon. Not only Parnasa. There is a misunderstanding what Parnasa is. You think that if you are successful and you have a lot of money, then you have a good Parnasa. That's a wrong idea. Then there is the aspect of the Mason. All is in this parasha.
What I was saying, the Jews are...
No, you didn't answer the question. What's the difference between the Avodah that happens in 6 days and the Avodah that happens on Shabbat? Bravo. What's the difference? Two things. Just two things, that they are both one. This is Birur Olamot, that's Yamei Chol. Birur, what is Birur? Levarer, what is Levarer? Ani Mevarer, what is Ani Mevarer? You're correcting it, you're cleansing it, you bring it, good. That's Birur Olamot. And B'Shabbat, Aliyot Shel Olamot. It's La'alot Olamot. You don't do any Birurim. You don't need to do Birurim. You did Sheshet Yamim. Et Avodah, Le Birurim. Shvi'i. The La'alot. That means 6 days you really did your tefillot. You created all the vessels, everything. Now you are ready to give it Aliyah in order to Adi Musaf of Shabbat to reach the Keter. Keter Yitnu. That's it. Now you're totally connected. You have Keter. When you have Keter, you have the Chamishi. The Arba you started to work with. And out of this Arba that you implemented in 1 week, you brought expansion. Chamishi, Keter.
No, I mean in the, like in
Gematria
they say it's the total.
Oh, this total of this comes to 1,118 Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. That means the Chamishi and Revi Hakol Echad. Beyom Ahu Yeh Adonai Echad Ushmo Echad. That means Shmo, the Arba Bechinot, with the Chamishi Em Echad. That's correct. That's correct. Kol Tov. That's it. When you go up, that means Kol Tov. And it's go up. When you go down, it's very interesting. Why do you say a Kol Tov when it goes up? When it's Lashem Shamayim. If it is not Lashem Shamayim, it is, that's it. It's there.
That's the same as in, like in moments in engineering that we go with the right hand.
Bravo. Very good. Very good. That's why your hot water is on your left hand. It's not on your right hand. Why didn't you put the hot water on the right hand? Architect, honestly, why you came to a conclusion? Because it was your work. The architect decided, here it is, you know what? The right hand got to be there. The architect of whoever the plumbing was. Why did you choose the left?
See, I was not that architect.
The Jews come from there. So that they are the keter of the world.
They can be in Olam Hazeh, first of all. They can reach that level. Their consciousness, their head can reach that level.
I understand. But if they are the Keter of Briah, and the Malchut is Tachlit.
Okay.
Okay, that's what it's referred to.
Okay.
So they have, the Jews are creating this world.
They are helping running it.
They're
feeding it. They are the cause of its evolvement. It evolves, depends on the activity of the Jews.
Because now Jews are getting a hold of it. Never mind.
Fine. Okay, go ahead.
But so, in other words, is our tachlit is to create this world. The tachlit has to be, like you said, the Shem Shamayim.
Here we go. Let's continue again. Rabbi Akiva Amer Chaya Echad Omed Ben Yisrael Akiva. This is the whole secret. See, trust me. Rabbi Akiva knew what he's talking about. He says, Chaya Echad Omed Ben Yisrael Akiva Shema Yisrael V'chakuk Al Matzecha. Why on the Matzach? Because we know the Ora Matzach is the Memhei Chadash. Is the one that is going to do all the Tikkun. Is the new Adam that's going to do. As on Matzacha Ketuv, who is this guy? Is the Memhei Chadash called Israel? ומתי שישראל הזה אומר ברכו את אדוני המבורך כל גדודי מעלה בשמיים ומטה הארץ ברכו את אדוני המבורך ברוך אדוני המבורך לעולם ועד. That's it. Here it is. It covers it all from here to the end. Let's go back. We got to finish this section. Good. We did. So now the reading becomes more of understanding. Let me go a little bit further, just finish the Etz Chaim. אחר כך נברא עולם הבריאה על דרך הנזכר למעלה, ממה שכדרך המסך שהוא קרקע היכל האצילות. Remember that the בריאה really was created through the מסך. The Masach really sets, the Masach that is between Atzilut and Bria, really define the Gvulim and all the rules and all the Midot in the Olam of Bria. He'er lemata ve'nichtam sham, and that's what we call Nichtam. And if you look at it, and if you really now go and put your head to understand the letters in Hebrew, you look at the Nichtam. Because yet there is a Chotem, and there is the Nichtam. There is a Ma'atzel, yes, Ne'atzel. So, look at the letters, which is in the four phases again. It tells you the whole secret of what really level of this Chatima is Sham. V'chotem kol ma she'haya ba'olam ha'tzilut, v'nikra olam ha'briya, ya'en hu or shel tolada. Remember that you got to look at the Bria as a tolada, as a something that was created,
born.
It's a word of creation. Ve'eino or atzmo elyon. It's not really that light of the elyon. That means it's not really the bichinat gimel. It now is bichinat bet. So what really created the whole world? An understanding. Understanding of whom? No. Bravo. Where is this light of Chochmah? It's in Olam Atzilut. Who created really Bria? The understanding of Atzilut, which is Bina of Atzilut. Because remember, Bina is Bechinat Aviyut Bet. The older Chochmah, that is correct that this Bina originally was in the domain of Bechinat Gimel. That's why we're going to study that Bina has three levels. If you look at the Sefirot, there is Bina, and then there is Gevura, and then there is Hod. So how many levels is to Bina? Three levels. How many levels in Chochmah? Three levels. How many levels in Da'at? 3 levels.
But we said in Asilut, the light of Asilut is not new from Ein Sof, so it's considered the same light.
Say that again.
We said before that the light in Asilut is not Chadash, and it's the same light as Ein Sof. So Bina of Asilut has the same light as Ein Sof.
That's correct, but with different limitation. It is not neshama, it is guf. The gufim of Olam Atzilut created the Bria. That understanding. Because the guf realized for the tikkun, it needs the creation. Because what your guf does? Whatever you got from your head, mina uba, here it is goof there to produce. The architect says, this is the drawing, this is the total work, now go and do it. Who is gonna do it? The bina, the goof. And what did I get from my head? Tell me, what did I get from my head? What do I get from my head? How this transfer is done? How this transfer gets mineya ubeya? Didn't we say this is mineya ubeya? What comes from above to below? Isn't there, we said, there is a masach in between? There is a shamayim, is your head, and the ares is your heart, because your heart has to understand it. Otherwise, how is it going to really do? The heart is the keter. It's the bina of your body. This aspect of Mina Uba we have to understand really very carefully. So, let's look at the Vav, even though that we started to read this aspect. The Vav, on the page 135, it says the following. She'eser sefirot da'olam ha'biriya nivreu al yedei hizdachechut ha'masach mi bechinat gimel she'be'olam atzilut lebechinat bet. That's a review for you because it's very important. Ayin sham. Vezeh shekatuv shederech hamasach shehu karka hechal ha'atzilut hi'ir lemata. It's illuminated below. Klomar besibat hizdachechuto kemevu'ar. Klomar, kemo shenechtam אינו חסר כלום מכל הצורות שנמצאות בחותם. When you stamp something, the impression that you leave, it's exactly the same impression as in the חותם. כאן יוצאו בעולם הבריאה. And that's how עולם הבריאה came about. כל הצורות הנמצאות בעולם הצילות, ועל שם זה, מכונה זה בשם חותם ונכתם. That's why the Chatima is Atzilut and the Bria is Nichtam. And that's why we say Chatima Tova. Because that's where God is going to stamp. What is going to really for a whole year. V'yesh otam mekori beyoter. And there is a very, very important foundation to pay attention here. Ki kol Biat Haor. Whenever the light comes, Ha'elyon la'abriya, whatever light that comes from above to below, from the Atzilut to Bria, Hu mikoach she'oto or chozer ha'ole mikoach zivuk daka ala masach de bechinat dalet she'nikra bechinat bet slicha she'bekarka Atzilut. Shebekarka Atzilut. Now, I beg of you, read this section 5, 6, 10 times until you really have the formation in your head. Mimena velemala ba'atzilut gufeya. Remember, ba'atzilut gufeya. When this happens, how far goes? It goes to neshama? No, it goes atzilut gufeya. What is the guf of atzilut? Bina, bravo. It's the Bina of Atzilut is really causes what is going to happen here. Hine oto ha'or chozer mamash. That means that or chozer, that in atzilut, because of the zivug dakan bechinat bet, Allah ad bina, that light, that impression, is that or chozer is going to make a mina ubeya to create the olam habriya. וחוזר והתנוצץ עובר דרך המסך והרחיב את הכלי מלכות לעשר ספירות מיניה וביה. And that is where הרחבה, the expansion happens. And so, where is the head of, excuse me, again, the head of Bria?
The head of Bria?
Yes. Is in the gufeya shel olam atzilut, not in the neshama of olam atzilut, in the gufeya, the head of bria. Where is the guf of bria? From karka of olam atzilut starts the keter of bria, and all the way it goes to the karka of bria. That is called what? Gufeya shel olam bria. The Rosh of Olam Bria, remember, always is in Atzilut, in Gufeya Shel Atzilut. And then from the Karka of Atzilut, below, you have Eser Sefirot Shel Gufeya Shel Abiria. All the roots will be in the Keter. We will discuss this. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. It is essential to understand this transformation. Before we talked about it in different other language, I mean different angle to look at it. But now the Rav is making it more precise and precise. And I beg of you, this section, you have to go over and over and over to really put a good impression in your consciousness.
Thing is, we cannot think in linear way. We cannot think in linear way anymore. Mm-hmm. We cannot think in a circular way.
No.
We have to think in all different directions now.
Everything is a language. That's correct. That's why I said learn the language, because this language is going to bring for you summation. The language, if you don't know the language, you will not see the summation. You will not see it. Remember, you see the kolot. You are capable to see the kolot. It's very important. This concept is not just something happened once. No, you can see the kolot. That means you really see the movement of the energy in the every call. So learn the language, the lingo that he's giving you. Harav Ashlag, he was the first Rav Arashi be Yerushalayim. It was not a small cookie. This is Bala Sulam. You don't write all these Kitvei Ari and all these things and make commentary on it, and then yet to go to Sulam and write the Sulam for, and he's accepted the whole world. He's called Bala Sulam. There is nobody else. So the lingo that he tells you is the lingo that will allow you to make a peticha in Etz Chaim, and eventually have understand what it is, Etz Chaim. Ask you questions, all four of you. The first sin was which sin? Chet shel Adam, which was to eat, le'echol, from the etze, da'at tov v'ra. Correct? And God told him what? Why it was a chet? Because God told him, mikol etza gan, mikol etza gan, tuchal uchal, you have to eat. From kol, mikol, you choose whatever you want. Okay? And when you come, and then he says, you know what, by the way, betoch hagan, betoch, which is in the goof of gan, there is etzeda, tovera. And from this, it's don't eat. Correct? Because if you eat, you're going to die. He told him. And he can choose. So he chose to eat from Etzeda Atovara. We agree. But question. Did God show him which one is Etz Hadaat Tovah?
No.
Did he show him to tell him this tree? I mean, you know, here it is. No, he says, you know, Betoch Hagan, there is a tree, and I want you not to eat from it. He said, okay, Baba, can you show me which one it is so I make sure not to eat?
What? Makes it like it was by accident.
What accident? No accident. Nothing. Because you see, this is coming to into the world of Olam Hazeh.
No, but we are, know, of course.
Follow me now. Maybe we're going to hear something new. This is a chidush b'Torah. B'med, it is. It's beautiful coming out of the Torah. He didn't, and it's not me, it's Maor v'Shemesh. He says, what was the problem? He didn't show him. So, what do you expect him? The guy sees, he thinks this is okay. It's a tov lemachal, he says it's tov. Hold on, he says easy. Easy. I know, I love it. I love the fight. It's, nothing is written in gold, it's only Torah written in black. So, he says, so what was this? You cannot consider it as a sin. Because you didn't tell him. He says, no, my friend. Etz Chaim, Etz Hadaat is the same thing. Hakol Echad. There's no shtayim. It's Echad. It's the way you eat it. It's the way you eat. What do you eat this? For L'shem Shemayim? Or to be like as good as God? How do you eat? You eat for sake of eating gufani, because he said, Ma'achal le'enayim. That means my heart desire. So that means goof. It's my understanding. So he says, oh no, so you eat to feed the goof, hana'a shel gufanid, that's Etz Hadaat Tovah Ra. There is a good to it, there is a bad to it. But if you, and I tell you, choose the chayim, it's the same. It's not, he didn't have to show him. He says, everything, choose from everything. But choose how you're going to eat it. For what purpose you're going to eat it. Because, answer me, and this is the question of the lesson of today. What it is what you eat? What it is, what do you call right now in Kabbalah here, that the thing that you put into your mouth, no? You put your mouth, and your mouth is going to shove it, and over there, Garon, which is three times Elohim. That's Garon. And goes to body. What do we call this concept in every? Mineya ubeya. You are causing directly mineya ubeya. Feeding your body. What are you feeding your body? Tov v'ra? Or you're feeding your body chayim? Simple. He didn't have to show him which tree. It's not really in Gan Eden. It's not the matter of eating. Oh, I had a bite. Do you eat from your eyes?
Yes.
Do you eat from your ears? And from your nose? And from your mouth is your malchut. So he says, look, betoch hagam. Where is your toch? It's your mouth. Because that's where you give. Kititza. Cheta egel ve cheta. That's the lesson of Tuesday. That the chet of egel, that's why Shabbat, that's why Mishkan. Chet of egel v'chet Etz Hadaat Tovah Ra, oto davar. It's oto davar. But koma shona. Ze koma shel Gan Eden, ze koma shel Midba. Oto, chet egel. Ma em ratzu? Largish. He says, give me a God that I can see. I can touch. Don't take me to the world of only ideas, just Naseva Nishma in the Shamayim. No. I want to feel God in the Olam of Gashmiut. And that's why tangibility. That's why they created the embodiment to say, okay, El Elohecha Israel. El Elohecha Israel. That becomes God of Israel. It's the emotion. That's why the tikkun is tikkun of Lev. That's why Libush is Lev, Vav, Shin. Lev, that's a tikkun of Lev to implement the Vav Ot Emet Derech Avot, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. That's your levush. That's not your midot. That's your gvulim. To establish emet. To establish derech, not emet derech, chas v'shalom acher, ola echad. Who said echad? He said, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Yaakov. Ekev. 172 words of Aseret HaDibrot. That's why we call Libush.
Tovera is basically the separation that you do in your head, and that's logic that you
love
in your head.
You're thinking. Bravo.
Versus the Eshachayim, which is Chaya, and that's unification.
Bravo. Coming Hakol Bechokhma, reaching the Atzilut. Lasot Birur and give Aliyah. Everything was a nefila. Now you are making birur sheshed yamim ta'avod. We say what is the avodah? Is to reveal levarer the chokhmah of Hashem. Shvi'i, whatever you brought on the shishi, but shishi, if you write it complete, the shin yud, 620 keter. You bring the shishi and you're going to get keter. When on Shabbat? Kadosh. Now you have Eser Sefirot. Yomei Chol, you don't have Eser Sefirot. You have Ketzavot. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzachot, Yesod. Ketzavot. That's why in Shishi, you have Hei Chasadim, Hei Gevurot. Hei Chasadim, Hei Gevurot. That's what you bring, and that's what Hashem makes it Kadosh. Putting it together and make it Eser. What do you say?
I didn't like the Hiddush.
Huh?
Just for you to know.
Think about it.
Didn't like the Hiddush.
Think about it. It's Nova Shemesh. Pick up your 5 years.
Everything. No, I really
yeah, because you have to now, when you sit down, my friend.
Everything that you learn after it.
That's not true.
The cause of what happened because of that, the cause of this
emotion, when your heart goes over your head, that's Egel HaZahav. Your lev rules your moach.
When you do something, there is chet and chet. When you do something that you are not aware that it's a chet, it's not the same.
It's avera.
It's not chet.
It's avera.
Okay, but the
lev. Okay, go to Mitzrayim and get it out now.
Because
go to Mitzrayim and get it out.
Something by accident is not as a
chet. But so, just a moment. First of all, he didn't do an accident. God
so
explained.
He didn't tell them, so they didn't know.
No, it doesn't make any difference which tree. Is the idea the way you eat. That's why he gave man. Why he gave man? Why did he give him man? For one very reason. Lechem min hashamayim. That means I am going to give you a lechem that really your ego is going to sit quiet and gives you a chance to study.
Because you're forgetting one thing. This tachlit is important. Why the chet? There's a tachlit there.
No, the chet is to teach you between good and bad.
No, there's a purpose for that.
Of course.
There was a purpose.
Of course.
So it's not about accident. There's a purpose.
But remember, in all these purposes, your will, your choice always plays the rule. Your choice of the way to eat dictates how it goes to your stomach. Very simple. I don't have to argue. It's what consciousness while you are eating. When you're picking up the bread or you sitting down and on the shulchan. God allows you to choose mikol. That he said, mikol. But when you sit down and you say, well, you know, I prefer this. This is, my stomach. I love the fat in that. What are you eating? What are you thinking? You're thinking the pleasure of the goof. Now, do you think that when I'm eating this is l'kiddush Hashem? It's a very difficult idea. It's not an easy idea. You're right. But there is a time that one, we have to go one step up. He says, why I give the central issue is eating. Question. Egel HaZahav they made. What did they do? They ate ולצחק. Exactly what Adam did. Adam ate and started לשחק. Same thing. Same avonot. What avonot here they made, which is the following. Kluy arayot, shifchat davim, avodah zara. Da'at, yes, da'at tiferet v'yesod. They killed the son of Miriam. That's Shefichat Damim. Avodah Zarah Ele Elokecha Israel. Letzachek. And they did Letzachek. They did it. That's it. What was the idea? The idea, they didn't know Hashem. They didn't see Hashem. They didn't see all the miracles. They
that's
didn't.
Different.
It's the same.
Can I
yes, please. Would you do me a favor?
Open it and say.
No. Go to Parasha Beshlach, Maor Veshemesh.
You said, tell me, can it say? Beshlach.
Beshlach. Beshlach. Kitize za Egel HaZahav. That's, aval, kodem kol, lifnei shata nichnas leShabbat, ani rotze shata tigmor et haParasha shel Man. Ze mipasuk daled vahala.
Beshlach?
Beshlach. All of you, if you want Mazon of Parnasa, this is the Shavua, this is the Shabbat, this is Parsha Man, that's the secret of man. That's why I really recommend to listen to either listen to the lecture of Tuesday or Me'or Veshemesh, you read from A to Z. If you don't, you have cut yourself short. Betach. And then you understand Hashem, what Hashem really wants from you. Is that to put the moach al alev? The tikkun shel brit shel alev. Brit lashon is brit alev. Can?
It's
no. Lifnei Shabbat nichna ze ma she'ata toreach lavi leShabbat. No, chashuv, lo chpat li atad lokeach ze kach lecha chatzi sha'a echad. Man is a kufza. Man comes betoch a kufza. On top of it there is a tal, and bottom of his tal, in between is man. The top of it is shamayim, the bottom of it is the aretz, and in between is the rakia. We said this is the structure always. And the man is made, the top is one tal, the bottom is another tal, and the middle is the man, is what you need in really to do the job. No, it's more than that. Listen to the Tuesday. It's Baruch Hashem. Shiyeh lachem Shabbat Shalom. I check why. If not, I'll do it today. I'm surprised why I didn't do it.
Can you do it today, please, then?
I certainly will.